Imagine that I'm a professor, and I've asked you to come and see me in my office. You walk down a long corridor, come through the doorway, and sit down at a table. In front of you is a sheet of paper with a list of 5-word sets. I want you to make a grammatical 4-word sentence as quickly as possible out of each set. It's called a scrambled sentence test. Ready? If we cannot live with our need to renew agreements we have made, we break the only promise we really owe each other: to be truthful. This means finding both the courage to be truthful with ourselves and a way to live with how our actions affect others, even when there is no ill intent and no one to blame. When beginning this process of knowing, the first step is entering nature and focusing your awareness on the external world, directing your perception through the senses. Visually, this means that the image of the phenomenon is the object of conscious focus, and it is this image that develops into the specific kind of imagination that is important. This is the imagination that the great Islamic scholar Henry Corbin termed the mundus imaginalis, literally, world imagination. What he actually meant by the term was the imagination through which the true nature of the world is perceived. It is, in fact, a specific kind of seeing, a specific kind of perceiving.